You're listening to Product Hunt Daily, part of the Brie podcast family. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Fresh launches are piling up today, and we've got a great rundown ahead.
We're talking about an AI personal representative that handles your calls, email, and tasks, plus a big update to a time tracker that connects with Notion.
We've also got an AI voice platform built for India, a no-terminal alternative to Claude Code, and a Microsoft-backed agent OS. Let's dive in.
Let's start with Zinli, which just hit Product Hunt with the tagline, "The second you." The pitch is that most AI sits in a chat box waiting for you. Zinli is the opposite. It describes itself as your personal AI representative for calls, email, and tasks. In practice, that means it has its own phone number, its own email address, and its own computer, and it uses them on your behalf. It answers your calls, handles your email, books things for you, follows up, and gets work done inside rules that you set.
So the pitch isn't just a chatbot you talk to. It's a genuine stand-in that operates in the real world for you. And there are some interesting specifics here. If email's the task, you just 200 Zinli on the thread, and it handles the back and forth in your tone, then lands the invite on your calendar once everyone's agreed. For phone calls, it can take them, make them, book, follow up, even wait on hold. And it brings you in only when the decision is actually yours.
And it's available across a lot of surfaces. Computer, web, mobile, email, phone, text, even Telegram. It claims to remember you and your people and report back in plain language rather than raw data. The team behind it, Coy and Company, put it this way. Most AI waits in a chat box, and they built the opposite.
That's a bold promise about trust, though. Handing an AI your phone number and an inbox that you say is yours alone, shared with no one. The community discussion around the launch centered exactly on that. Trust, disclosure, and safety. So the technology is intriguing, but the open questions are about how you control what it does and how transparent it is about when it's taken action on your behalf.
Next up is TimeOS 2.0, an update arriving about 2 years after the original. The first TimeOS was a time tracker built right into Notion, and the maker's story is that they created it because they couldn't bill Notion clients by the hour and didn't want to switch to Jira. Version 2.0 pairs the tracker with a companion invoicing app that closes the loop. You hit load, then generate PDF, and your tracked sessions become invoice line items. You can customize the invoice, download it, and send it to the client. There's even a short GIF-based manual that shows the whole workflow in under 2 minutes.
But here's where it gets genuinely interesting. The community comments dig into a real problem rather than just confirming the demo. One commenter, who says they built a small invoicing tool themselves, asks what actually happens after that invoice goes out. Notion is mutable. You can edit or delete time entries later. But a PDF is a snapshot. So if anything changes in Notion after you've sent the invoice, the client's document and your Notion data are now disagreeing, and there's nothing to reconcile them.
And they raise a sharper warning than that. If the PDF recomputes from live sessions, then next month's load and generate could produce a different PDF that carries the same invoice number. And they say plainly, an invoice must never do that, because an invoice is a commercial document, not a report. Their open questions, whether line items get frozen at generation, whether sessions get marked as billed once they land on an invoice, and where the invoice number actually comes from. If it's just a Notion property, duplicating or editing a row can create gaps or duplicates, and they note that UK VAT rules require a unique, unbroken sequence.
So the feature sounds slick on the surface. Two buttons from tracked hours to a client-ready PDF. But that commenter is pointing at the durability problem underneath it. An invoice isn't just a summary of work. It's a binding record, and the maker's answers to those questions about freezing and numbering will determine whether this is a real invoicing tool or just a fancy report generator.
Now to Bolcho AI, an AI voice platform built specifically for India. Co-maker Ajay says most voice AI is Western first and struggles with Indian languages, regional accents, telephony complexity, and just plain conversational latency. Bolcho is the counter, a platform for building, deploying, and scaling multilingual AI phone and web agents that work for Indian businesses.
And the key design choice is flexibility. Rather than locking you into one vendor's stack, Bolcho lets developers bring their own language model, speech-to-text, and text-to-speech providers. It claims support for more than 11 Indian languages, sub-second turn-taking on calls, both inbound and outbound calling, and something it calls a language director, which switches languages mid-call the instant a caller does. So if someone starts a call in Hindi and switches to English, the system follows without a hitch.
The stack list is long. DeepGram and Sarvam for speech-to-text, models like Anthropic Claude and Google Gemini for the brain, and a range of speech options including 11 Labs, plus Plevo or your own phone trunks for the telephony side, and LiveKit for real-time media. On cost, Bolcho says it's roughly 20% cheaper per conversation, meters every call to the PISA, passes through near provider cost without marking up minutes, and caches synthesized audio per sentence, so repeated speech costs nothing. It also includes a built-in CRM that syncs with Salesforce, HubSpot, Zoho, and Pipedrive, plus an API-first developer platform. There's even a live demo line you can call.
Community commenters pressed on the natural questions. Does it really cover all Indian languages? And how does it handle code switching between them? Those are exactly the kind of things a generic Western-first platform gets wrong. So Bolcho's real test is whether the 11-plus languages hold up in real phone conditions, not just in the demo.
LumiChats launched on Product Hunt as a Claude code alternative for people who avoid the terminal. The browser version already has about 70,000 users, and the new desktop app is the bigger bet. It runs commands on your machine, writes real documents, and works on your actual files from plain English requests, no command typing, and finished Word, PowerPoint, or chart output at the end.
And the pricing model is genuinely different. It's pay as you run, not a subscription. The maker says an afternoon costs under a dollar. Nothing runs when you're not using it, and there's nothing to cancel. If the browser version taught 70,000 people that AI coding without a terminal can work, this desktop app is trying to prove it can work on your real files.
The community raised some sharp open questions, though. One is about that metered pricing. The concern was that it might push people to ration their second and third questions, and someone suggested watching actions per session in week 2 versus week 1 to see if users are holding back. Another hinges on that no terminal promise. In a terminal, errors close the loop and show you what went wrong. It's not clear whether LumiChat surfaces its failures to you or silently self-corrects.
And there are deeper design questions, whether the permission modes include versioning or rollback after a file's been edited, whether the model process is sandboxed from your file system, and whether local models are bundled or bring your own. One commenter flagged CPU-only inference as a quietly underappreciated constraint because it removes the need for a fast GPU. It's also worth noting the status on openness. Open sourcing is planned, but not done yet. The release's repo currently holds only binaries, and the README is clear that the application source is not there.
Finally, the featured product this time around is Termaxo, a local Windows workbench for Claude Code and Codex, introduced at version 0.3.9 for Windows 10 and 11. The developer, who built it after their own multi-agent setup became harder to manage than the coding tasks themselves, describes it as Windows-only, local-first, and still evolving. The core idea is keeping your coding agents in real terminal sessions arranged in custom grids from 1 up to 6 rows and columns, with each project remembering its own layout and restoring everything on reopen. The folder, the grid, the terminals, the model, even the colors.
It also finds every local Claude code and codec session stored on disk, makes them searchable by name, path, branch, or model, and resumes them through the tool's own resume commands. And it reads those session files without ever editing or deleting them. When an agent needs attention, you get a taskbar flash, a system notification, and an on-screen banner that works even when the window is in focus, with states like waiting, thinking, needs approval, done, and failed.
There's model routing too, so you can point the same Claude code setup at different models like DeepSeek or Anthropic and switch profiles without reinstalling or editing config files. API keys live encrypted in Windows Credential Manager, never in plain text, and there's no account, server, or cloud involved. You install it locally, and that's it.
The open questions from the community are the tell here. One commenter asked whether each model profile gets an isolated API key configuration, and the broader signals point to the same theme. This is a tool built for people who want full control over their local coding environment, with each project remembering exactly how it was set up. For anyone juggling multiple AI coding sessions on Windows, that restore everything behavior is the value proposition that's hard to replicate with the bare command line tools.
Let's start with Zen Whisper, a Mac dictation app that hit Product Hunt. Instead of sending your voice to the cloud, it runs the speech recognition right on your Mac. You hold a shortcut key and dictate into just about any Mac text field, email, notes, chat boxes, and the app types it out locally. There are downloadable speech packs for different languages, and the maker says it supports over 100 of them, with multilingual workflows particularly strong for India.
And it's not only dictation. You can throw audio files, video, even supported public links at it for transcription, and you get a searchable history of everything you've recorded, plus voice memos, rewriting tools, and translation where it's available. Notably, because the heavy speech model runs on device, Zen Whisper deliberately skips idle pre-warm on lower memory Macs and unloads its native models after quiet stretches to stay light. Right now, it's a native Apple Silicon app for macOS 14 or later.
The pricing story: a free 14-day trial, then 3,000 words per week on the free tier. Paid seat packs are sold on Gumroad for 1, 2, 5, or 10 Macs, each with a lifetime license for that bundle, plus a year of updates. The network-backed features are separate and opt-in. Community folks compared its system-wide shortcuts and local-first approach with tools like Whisper Flow and Super Whisper, loved the in-app transcript search, and raised questions about custom vocabulary for technical jargon, memory intensity, possible iOS plans, and how Zen Whisper stands apart in a crowded space.
Next up, Captivo, a free open-source screen recorder and demo editor that just launched on Product Hunt for Mac, Windows, and Linux. It's MIT licensed, records locally, and needs no account or subscription. The maker, Abdus Samad, built it mostly solo because he was tired of paying monthly for polished demo videos and wanted things like draw-on-screen annotations built in.
Promoted features include follow cursor zoom, clique-based auto-zooms, editor presets, face cam, on-device captions, and pen, highlighter, and shape overlays you can draw mid-recording. The community response has been warm on the MIT license, the local-only workflow, and on-device captions. One commenter said the no-sign-up export plus on-device captions combination basically doesn't exist in this category. But there are early bugs to know about.
One Mac user on Tahoe saw the face cam frame show as a black box in the editor when recording with the camera on. A Windows 11 user hit a decoding error on export, and a custom background came out solid black. Several Mac users also ran into Apple's gatekeeper warnings because the app isn't signed. The maker noted that Apple Developer Program signing costs $99 a year, and commenters asked how that'll be sustained for a free tool, hinting at sponsorship or something like Open Collective. Open questions remain about editing previously recorded videos and plans for mobile. The maker, though, insists it's not a clone of Screen Studio or Cursorful.
Next, UniWeb PaySkill, pitched as financial infrastructure for the AI era. The idea: accept payments the moment you ship. You generate payment links, take global payment methods, and get paid without the usual merchant onboarding and setup overhead. The makers argue you can build, ship, and get your first users in minutes. But getting paid still takes days. So they built a skill to make accepting payments as simple as prompting an AI.
The community pushed back with real caveats. One commenter pointed out that onboarding and KYC take days for a reason. Somebody has to be accountable for who collects money from the public. Making integration faster moves that requirement rather than making it disappear. They asked whether UniWebPay acts as merchant of record with builders as sub-merchants or whether KYC is deferred, and warned that finding out you can't withdraw after taking real money is far worse than a slow start. They also asked about termination notice and funds in flight.
Another commenter flagged a subtle risk with AI-generated payment links. Since this is a skill rather than a traditional API, an agent-built link could silently carry the wrong amount, the wrong currency, or a statement description customers don't recognize. So they asked whether a human actually sees the amount before the link goes out. A third said the setup lag kills the just try it window, turning paywall experiments into multi-week detours, and asked whether global payment methods include the payout options people actually need.
Now to Finemi, a voice-first personal finance app on Product Hunt. The tagline is essentially, speak your expenses and get instant spending insights. You hold a record button, describe the transaction out loud, and the app captures the amount, currency, category, and details automatically. It also feeds those transactions into analytics tied to your goals and income, and you can create analytics through chat.
The transaction history is filterable by category, price range, date, or currency, and you can edit or delete any entry. Finemi is available fully in English and Spanish, and there's a try before you sign up flow. It's free to start with no card required. The free tier covers up to 30 voice transactions a month with a single default analytics widget. Premium runs $39.99 a year, roughly $3.33 a month or $1.99 a week, and unlocks unlimited voice transactions, unlimited analytics, and AI-guided analytics creation.
The community discussion adds useful context. One person described the whole experience as built around voice logging. Hold a button, say the amount and what it was for, and the app pulls out the amount, currency, category, and description, then ties it to income and goals and adds chat-based analytics. They also noted a change from the original plan, letting people record and see a transaction analyzed before creating an account. Other commenters asked about the correction flow when the app mishears something, which is always the big question for voice-first tools.
Finally, CT. Tagged, make your bio link worth clicking. Founder and CEO Andres C. Azel says it targets creators, businesses, and communities who want something between a plain list of links and an overbuilt creator stack. You get customizable pages for links, socials, images, events, and content, plus over 20 widgets, videos, posts, markdown, countdowns, events, custom sections, and a dashboard tracking visits, clicks, countries, and top-performing links.
There's a free core experience with a 30-day pro trial and an AI editor that imports an existing Linktree page or social profiles just by pasting a URL. Co-founders include CTO Abel Haforth, who previously worked as a back-end engineer at BlackRock, and David, co-founder and lead engineer focused on interface and product experience. Horforth says he joined in 2023 to rebuild the product from the ground up, and that it's finally live, his first post since 2017.
Community feedback called the AI Linktree import genuinely smart and said the widgets feel curated instead of bloated. With one user noting, Linktree feels outdated on its free plan. Open questions include what integrations exist and whether specific widgets can be password protected or hidden behind an email capture gate for digital downloads. The team, notably, offered 6 months of Your Site Piece Pro to those asking in the thread. So this one is called FreakWave EQ, a free browser audio equalizer you can grab from the Chrome Web Store. It's a personal project by a developer named Borislav Ginov, and he's clear that it's not affiliated with Google or Chrome, though it's also available for Edge and on GitHub.
And what does it actually do for you?
It's an 8-band parametric equalizer covering 32 Hz up to 8 kHz, with each band adjustable by plus or minus 12 decibels and flat by default. There's also a voice enhancer with 4 modes: off, dialogue, leveler, and clarity. And leveler works by adding a DSP compressor. A live visualizer shows you the audio signal after processing.
And everything runs locally, right?
Yes. All processing happens through the Web Audio API, and the developer states that no audio data ever leaves your device. No servers, no accounts, no tracking. Your settings persist through Chrome's sync storage, and because tab capture runs in an off-screen document, it never touches the page itself.
So what's the use case? Muddy podcasts and harsh streams, and quiet dialogue. One community user reported hearing an immediate difference on a podcast they said always sounded like it was recorded in a tin can. The reaction wasn't all glowing, though. One commenter asked whether presets are remembered per site or globally, and another noted that sites using protected playback can block the extension from accessing the audio graph entirely, and asked which tabs it actually works in and whether that limitation is documented. Worth keeping in mind before you rely on it everywhere.
That wraps up this round of launches. From Zinli positioning itself as your personal AI representative to TimeOS 2.0 arriving 2 years after the first version and Bolcho AI building voice platforms specifically for India.
We also covered LumiChats as a no-terminal Claude code alternative, Termexo as a local Windows workbench, and Zen Whisper handling on-device dictation on a Mac.
Not to mention the free open-source screen recorder Captivo, payment infrastructure from Uniweb Pay, Phenomami's voice-first finance approach, Your Site for visual link and bio pages, and the FreakWave EQ browser equalizer.
So much shipping this week. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next round. Stay tuned.